USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, and we're on track. We're on track to roll out a website next week where you can order free tests shipped to your home.
President Biden's comments at the White House on Thursday while discussing the coronavirus pandemic, the president said in December that the tests would be going out at the beginning of January. The president continues by defending the administration's vaccine mandate on large companies.
Because we fully vaccinated nearly 210 million Americans, the majority of the country is safe from severe COVID-19 consequences.
President Biden making a trip to Capitol Hill to meet with Democrats to advance a voting rights bill. The trip comes less than 2 hours after Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema affirmed her support for the Senate filibuster. USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The teen accused of murdering four classmates at a high school in Michigan 2 months ago will appear in court again after entering another plea on Wednesday.
A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. He'll be back in court January 19th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Cruise lines will no longer have to follow CDC guidelines starting this weekend. The CDC's guidance for vessels operating in the United States waters will expire on Saturday, at which point the guidelines will become optional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All eyes are on the Supreme Court for a ruling.
The Supreme Court's ruling on the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine or test requirements for large employers is expected at any time. In October of 2021, the Supreme Court upheld Indiana University's vaccine mandate. It did the same for a mandate for healthcare workers in Maine and then again for healthcare employees in New York State. When we know more, you'll know more. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A union for flight attendants is accusing the CDC of loosening rules for quarantine after COVID-19 exposure at the behest of the airline industry as the Omicron variant continues to rage across the globe. The CDC shortening the recommended quarantine duration from 10 days to 5. And Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants, tells CNBC it was done to only help the airline industry.
To lobby the CDC based on staffing shortages alone sends a really mixed message to the public, and we're really concerned about that for the employees, but also for the safety that we are communicating to the public. And our biggest concern when Delta first announced their policy was that it did not include the provision that the CDC had for asymptomatic workers coming back to work at those 5 days, and making sure that we're not sending a message to the workers or the supervisors, who are confused about this too, that they should be forced to come back to work sick.